Jess, thank you so much for joining us this week. We're starting off with a story in the bulletin about two local chapters of Disabled American Veterans who are celebrating 100 years of the organization.
Yeah, and Mike Cook took a terrific cover photo that is on the cover, obviously, for the September 25th edition. And he also wrote a terrific story that goes with it. That story starts on page 3. These folks do a lot of really good stuff in our community, so we want to help them celebrate.
Candidates are in full campaign mode this election season. The Bulletin has a column this week that shows how local residents can get involved with government.
Absolutely. Our publisher, Richard Coltharp, ran his column this week, and it covers a lot of ground on three different topics. One, how to participate in the census and the deadline on that. We also have a news story related to that. Early in-person voting and absentee voting, and then he also talks about the Best of the Bulletin contest. So we invite our readers to check out his thoughts, his concerns, and his ideas on page 6 of this week's paper.
All right, plenty of ways to get involved. There is much discussion around the role of law enforcement in our country right now. This week, the Bulletin shares how New Mexico State Police are engaging our local community.
They sure are. We've got some folks in the New Mexico State Police that's their job, is to do community outreach. They visit schools, they visit neighborhoods, they educate people about the jobs they do, and they get people interested in applying for open positions within the department. You can read about their efforts to contribute to the community and make it a point to seek them out when you're out and about. The Mobile Command Center is pretty dope, too, if you ask me.
We'll look forward to reading that. Also in art news, the Doniana County Art Council has a new show displaying watercolorist Richard Harris's work.
And man, this guy is good. He mainly paints wild birds, and his colors are terrific. They don't look like illustrations, but they're just wonderful. It's beautiful artwork, and that will be up at the Doniana Council's Art Council new building at the corner of Amador and Alameda. That's the old Bank of America building. He has a storied past. He's originally from England, and he has a true gift with that paintbrush. His story leads off our arts and entertainment section this week.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. In business news, we've heard so much about this, Jess, about how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted local businesses in our area.
Yeah, but it's also causing people to really think outside the box. And in this case of our lead story in business, about thinking inside a box. Those who are hard hit, some of them are banding together to create subscription boxes of goods that ship regularly at affordable prices. The idea is to get goods to customers while customers aren't coming into the stores. The human nature to be resilient in the face of a challenge is shining pretty bright in that story.
One thing that folks have done during this pandemic is find ways to stay healthy. And just in time for harvest season in our region, the Bulletin's well-being page has a story about an event called Run Then Wine.
Yeah, Sonia Gonzalez put this together, and she did it the first time in 2014. Of course, then it was a real event, and the idea was you started at a winery and you ended up at a winery, and then if you wanted to have a glass of wine after the run, you could. She's doing it virtually in 2020, so people can run anywhere in the world, and if they want to stop at a winery, they can. And then part of the proceeds from it go to Camp Hope here in Las Cruces. So that's a pretty cool thing. It's coming up, and all the details are on page 38 in our well-being section.
Jess Williams is editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Jess, where can folks find this week's bulletin?
We've got drop boxes all over town. You can also access the digital bulletin at lascrucesbulletin.com. And we have daily content that goes into that one. So if you can't wait a week for your paper, check out that one every day. You can also check us out on social media. And as I mentioned in Richard's column, don't forget the Bulletin's Best contest. September 30th is the deadline to nominate candidates in Bulletin's Best, the Las Cruces Bulletin's contest, to claim the best in more than 300 categories. In each of the categories, the five candidates with most nominations will move on to the live voting round, which begins October 1st and will last through the month. And then coming up toward the end of the year, we will publish Bulletin's Best with the results of that contest.
Jess, thanks for sharing a preview. We'll talk with you next week.
You bet, Anthony. Take care.